from the brain to the very start of life, and talking about embryonic stem cells. Now, these have been hot news in science for quite a while. These are the first cells that form in the developing embryo just a couple of days after fertilisation. And they're amazing little cells because they have the potential to become any type of cell in the body. And because of this property, scientists are trying to turn them into all sorts of different types of cells in order to repair diseased or worn out tissues. Now, researchers grow embryonic stem cells, or ES cells, in the lab, and then they treat them with various chemicals or they do manipulations on their genes to try and get the cells to adopt different fates. But now, scientists in Illinois have made an unexpected discovery, and that's that ES cells might be coaxed into certain fates by physical stresses and strains in the embryo.
So actually pushing on the cells seems to change what they do.
It's fascinating stuff, and this is research that's just been published in the journal Nature Materials from Ning Wang and colleagues, who were looking at the effect of forces on different types of cells. Now, to do this, they attach a single tiny magnetic bead. This is like a few nanometers to the surface of a living mouse ES cell. And then they put the cells into a tiny oscillating magnetic field, and that makes the bead wiggle up and down, and this makes the cell start to wiggle up and down, and this mimics the natural forces that are within a cell, such as the movement of little motor proteins that are churning stuff around inside the cells. Now, this setup meant they could actually measure the mechanical force being applied to the cell and measure how soft the cells are.
And when they did, what did they find?
Well, the scientists found out that the ES cells were much softer and more sensitive to the movements than more advanced cells that had started to go down different fate routes. Now, for example, muscle cells are much, much stiffer than ES cells. And the scientists also went to look at the effect of physical forces on the activity of different genes in the cells. And they found that applying movement to ES cells, this wiggling, caused them to switch off the activity of certain genes. And some of those genes control what type of cell the ES cell is going to become.
So, now, I might be taking this a step too far, but does this mean that we can change what an embryonic stem cell is going to become just by wiggling it about?
Possibly. That seems to be what it says. And now, at the moment, this research has just been done using mouse ES cells, and we don't know if human ES cells will respond in the same way. But it could provide a useful way of persuading cells to adopt certain fates. So, for example, if doctors are trying to replace damaged or worn-out cells, and if it actually works in living embryos, maybe you can alter the fates of specific cells at an early stage, for example, if there are developmental defects going on, without affecting neighbouring cells.